She sleeps, a pale girl in a white room. Miriam sits in the armchair beside her. The tea in the pot has stewed, and the cakes have gone hard. After a moment, she takes the girl's hand. Physiotherapists visit regularly to ensure her limbs and hands remain mobile, that her fingers don't curl permanently into her palms. But Miriam can still feel the stiffness in her joints. Beneath the crisp sheets, her body is as frail and tiny as that of a child. The girl's face is calm and smooth, like alabaster. No worry lines mar her forehead, and no laughter lines trace happiness beside her eyes. She has not laughed or frowned or cried for years now. Possibly she never will. While some patients in a permanent vegetative state may make facial expressions, noises, open and close their eyes, the girl does not. She remains frozen, trapped in a body that has barely aged. Miriam thinks it would be kinder to let her go, but that is not her decision to make. Not while there is even the faintest possibility that she is still in there, somewhere. The girl who used to love to sing, who loved the sounds of the ocean. The girl who no one remembers, except her. The girl who no one visits, except him. He has never shirked his responsibility to the girl and her mother. Every week he sits with the girl. He talks to her. Reads. And often, he and Miriam talk too. Despite everything, she's grown to enjoy these conversations. Neither of them has any family or close friends. They're both tied to the girl, unable to leave her, unable to let her go. And he has never missed a visit, never even been late, until today. Miriam glances at the clock. He's not coming, she thinks. For the first time. A shiver of premonition runs through her. Something has happened. She debates with herself, unsure if she is overstepping her boundaries. And then she takes out her phone.